This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
في كتابه رياض الصالحين في باب فضل الذكر والحث عليه يحيى بن شرف النووي أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي says in his book entitled رياض الصالحين the gardens of the righteous in the chapter of the book of the remember the virtue of remembering Allah سبحانه وتعالى. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر ربه مثل الحي والميت ورواه مسلم فقال مثل البيت الذي يذكر الله فيه والبيت الذي لا يذكر الله فيه مثل الحي والميت. أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The similitude, or the example, of the one who remembers his Lord and the one who does not remember him, is like that of the living and the dead." And in a narration for Muslim ibn Hajjaj, he says, "The case of a house in which Allah is remembered, and of one in which Allah is not remembered, is like that of the living and the dead." So this hadith is interesting, how Imam al-Nawawi brought these two hadith. Because at first he says, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ The one that mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember the word dhikr can mean mention, or remember, or thinks about, right? So they are in connection from the Arabic language, because it is a form of recalling, and as a result of the recalling of the information, you do something about it. So you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you say subhanallah. And what's even more interesting than that is, when you say the name of Allah, it will cause you to remember more things about what He has done. So if I'm thinking about the mercy of Allah upon my relative that has passed away, right? I say, rahimahullah. So what do you say when someone passes away? Huh? Rahimahullah. What else do you say when a person passes away? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Verily we are for Allah and to Allah we will return. So when you say that, you will think about something else as well. You say, Rahimahullah. And then you may say, Subhanallah. Life was so short. Alhamdulillah, the way that he passed away, for example. Oh Allah yarhamuhu. And then you say, Ar-Rahman yarhamuhum Allah. You think of another name of Allah, you think of something else. So the more you mention His name, it will cause you to think about something else, which will cause you to remember the name of Allah again. And whatever you think about it may be something different, so you think of another name of Allah. This is pondering over the beautiful names of Allah, and this is the goal of dhikr, part of the goal of dhikr. That when you remember Allah, you remember something in your life, and you attribute it to a name. And this is what we can also always tell our children in salah, and even ourselves. What's one way that I can get my khushur? You know, my mind goes different places when I pray. Okay? Those places that you are going, think of a name of Allah that's tied to that thing. And that will bring you back. That will bring you back. So remember we talked about this with Ibn al-Qayyim. Ibn al-Qayyim was saying, even in your salah, shaitan will try to get you away from the prayer. But if he's not successful, you start to pray. Then while you're praying, he'll make you remember something that you were trying to remember before the prayer. While you're in your prayer, you're like, oh yeah, that was the person that called me. I was supposed to call them back. It's not a haram thought. But it's taking you away from remembering Allah. So in that particular situation, that person that called me, what a blessed person. What a blessed individual. Oh Allah, arhamhu. Oh Allah, akfir lahu. Oh Allah. So you're thinking about the goodness of that person. What if someone that you don't like? Oh Allah, akfir lahu. Someone that you don't like, then you think about in their prayer. Oh Allah, forgive that person. Oh Allah, forgive me and anything in my heart that I had bad towards that person. So anything in your prayer that takes you away, think of a name of Allah that's associated with that to bring you back to the prayer. And that is that's the basis of dhikr, of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will engender and bring forth an action, inshallah. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his first hadith, he's talking about the one that mentions Allah, it is as though it is in the house, the temple of the body. Right? Within your heart. And then the next hadith is what? He said, the مَثَلُ الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ The example of the house that the name of Allah is mentioned. And the house that the name of Allah is not mentioned is like the house between the dead and the living. So the one that doesn't mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all is like the dead and the living. What about the house that doesn't mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the one that has a house is like the dead and the living. Does that mean that there are people that are mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it possible that the house that is dead and doesn't have any mention in the name of Allah? No, that's why Ibn Qayyim brings it. Because the first one is like the one that doesn't mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares to the one that does. Then he says the house that the name of Allah is not mentioned. So that means you have someone within themselves is like they are dead because they are not mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside of them. What about the house? Because there may be one person and the other people are mentioning Allah. So this particular person, there's no life in their hearts because they're not mentioning Allah. But his mother, his father, like our youth sometimes, the youth, they don't mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. Right? Or you'll find someone from a parent that has had a traumatic experience or whatever the case may be, they don't mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? But the house means that it could entail that it's more than... Exactly. More than one person. And that's more of a tragedy because now the house is dead. You realize that? So that is important because sometimes we say, I'll never forget one of my mentors said, we want to have Islamic households, not houses with Muslims in it. What's the difference? What's the difference between an Islamic household and a house with Muslims in it? Huh?
Remembering Muslims?
Remembering Muslims? Expound.
Remember Allah and practice the following and teachings of the Quran to someone.
Okay, so is that the Islamic household or the house with Muslims?
Islamic.
That's the Islamic household. Practicing religion. So what's a house with Muslims?
So like, they are Muslims, but they really don't remember Allah and like don't care that much.
Right. They're Muslims, but they don't mention Allah's name. They're not reading Quran. There's no Quran being recited. There's no Quran being played in the house. There's no YouTube videos, at least, you know, of some Islamic content. There's nothing going on in the house that reminds them about Allah. And this is the parents' responsibility. Especially with their young children. There has to be some remnants on the wall, something that they can encounter with their senses about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if not, it will be like the dead home. And it's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these hadith are on Muslim. So it's very important that we as Muslims mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes we as parents, we do it within ourselves. We go to our room, we pray, the door is closed, and our children are upstairs. And then we scream at them to pray. But it could be the living room is where we all come together and we pray together, right? This is the way you can liven up the house and ensure that the name of Allah is mentioned with every individual in the household, therefore bringing life to the hearts and bringing life to the habitat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that mention Him in secret and in open. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow the memory of His name and mentioning of His name to bring life to our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintain and strengthen and honor the life of the hearts of our brothers and sisters in Gaza and our brothers and sisters in Sudan and in Congo and in China and all around the world where they are being afflicted and being terrorized and being oppressed. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.